That night, Baum stayed at the bottom with the baggage as the Germans went to the top to set up their defenses.
The best way to get a sense of what these guys went through is to walk up the hill yourself and imagine hauling cannon. So Baum knows he's outnumbered and is waiting for reinforcements.
Yep. And the next day, it rained. Some historians report that it was incredibly hard rain.
Was ist das?
Rain, sir.
And that?
More rain, sir.
Oh, well. Stark couldn't attack either.
Neither army could fight, but they could build defense works. Baum sent Burgoyne a rather long letter reporting on the events of the previous day and that they had, quote, secured a post as advantageously as possible. In response to Baum's previous letter, Burgoyne sent Lieutenant Colonel Breyman and a detachment of over 500 troops as reinforcements. They left Fort Miller at the dawn of August 15th.
Huzzah!
So these guys are traveling at the same route that Baum took, in heavy rain through deep mud. And they're hauling 2 6-pound cannons, bigger than the guns Baum's troop had dragged over the same hills.
That's right. And the heavy rain gave Baum the opportunity to wait for the reinforcements and reinforce his position. Breastworks.
Breastworks?
Not what you're thinking. Breastworks are constructed of sticks and mud. They were located at the top of the hill facing northwest and were occupied by the Braunschweigers, which is why it has been dubbed, quote, Hessian Hill. A redoubt was constructed at the bottom of the hill, just across the river, facing southeast. This was occupied by Pfister and the Loyalists, which is why it was called the Loyalist or Tory Fort.
How is it going for our guy Wasmus?
You want the good news or the bad news first?
Good news, obviously.
Today, we have neither dead nor wounded, but the Tories and Canadians have had losses over the last 2 days.
They had collected more than 180 oxen, and they took possession of many other horses.
All non-commissioned officers of the regiment and several dragoons in each squadron have horses. If this continues, the regiment will soon be mounted.
The patrols hadn't seen much activity.
Everything is quiet. The patrols that were sent out have not seen anything of the enemy as far as 1 hour's march away.
Great. Now the bad news.
A report came that the Breyman Corps was on its way to help us. Would that this be true, or that we would withdraw back to our previous position?
He wanted to go back to bail?
Well, mission accomplished. I mean, they got their livestock and supplies.
We would be much safer there than here, where every 40 paces a man is standing behind a tree. The inhabitants living around here come and go through our camp. They will surely give the enemy information of our weaknesses. Soon, I am afraid, they will no longer be deterred by our 3-pound cannon, but take them and all the rest of us. The savages are lying behind the baggage, dispirited. They do not want to go forward.
So even Wasmus is now questioning Baum's wisdom.
And that is quite true. And meanwhile, back at Stark's camp, more and more men were arriving, increasing the advantage of the rebel troops. Almost 3-1. Remember the ride of John Weir.
The Hessians are coming! The Hessians are coming!
The rebels had sent runners out into the countryside to gather farmers from everywhere to defend their homes.
The next day was Battle Day. August 16th, 1777.
All the savages, on our mountain, lay down behind the trees and refused to go forward against the enemy. We heard the Bremen Corps was very near and would soon arrive.
But they aren't there yet.
No.
What do Baum's men see from the top of the hill?
Well, it's more important what they didn't see coming. Here's Wasmus again.
The enemy is marching in force against our right wing, and it appears that they want to encircle us. The strangest of all was that our commander did not know where we were standing. He had not visited us in these last 3 days.
Things became lively in the brush, and then all at once, Stark's forces converged on them.
The hilltop where Baum's dragoons built their protective breastwork commands a glorious view of the Wolumsak Valley. But that is not where the enemy threat came from. When the breastworks were attacked from two directions, the dragoons defended their position with their backs to the valley, firing their muskets by platoons and shooting balls and grape shot from the field guns at the attacking rebel force.
Stark led a three-prong attack against Baum and his men. One circling around the southern perimeter to attack from the west, where Baum was with the baggage. The other circled around the northern perimeter to attack Hessian Hill from the northwest, while Stark and the bulk of the force led a frontal attack from the east and southeast against the loyalist fort.
When the savages saw that, one of them, probably the oldest, emitted a strange cry, which cannot be described. Whereupon they all ran down the mountain toward the baggage.
As the fighting intensified, the Indians ran off?
Yes! And Baum's troops were quickly overrun, driven down the hill.